You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Today, another edition of the Dining Out Dialogues. We're coming to you live from Fort Lee. Stick around.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Okay, people are just starting to arrive, but from now until 10 p.m. tonight, it's all about the food, it's all about the chef, it's all about the experience of the Dining Out Dialogues. We've got a celebrity co-host joining me, we've got top chefs. It is live, it is now, it is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
Great food, top chefs, conversations you don't want to miss, and a flavor of news talk. Welcome to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Live from Ventanas, we are in the beautiful open area that is the first place you see when you come in. They've got a couple of separate dining areas, but the big open space, the bar room, it is lovely in decoration, very modern. It's one of the newest restaurants in New Jersey in terms of really high-end cuisine, and we're very, very honored to be here today. We've got some news to check up on you with. For instance, like this, did you know that Andy Byford, the MTA chief, has resigned? But he's saying he may come back. I don't know if you saw the thing with him on 60 Minutes, but man, I thought this guy was incredibly talented. He turned around the London public transit system, and he worked in Toronto on their system when it was a mess. And I thought it was the last breath of hope for the subways and the trains of New York City. I was really sad to hear he resigned. He may take it back. We'd welcome him back. Come on, Chief. Come on, Chief Byford. Come on back. Don't let the mean politics of New York City scare you away. Anyway, someone who knows something about mean politics is my co-host today. Don't you like how I worked that in?
That was a nice segue.
Lisa Patman, who's not a political person at all. She actually is a food person, which is why she was invited to be here today. Lisa, you also, you have kind of an interesting path to how you got here, but tell us who you are and what you do currently.
So my name is Lisa Patman. I am currently a chef owner, small business owner. I do catering. I do cooking classes. I do corporate events. You name it. Anything that you put in your mouth, I do. So that's what I do now, and I've been doing it for about 25 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and if they want to follow you on Instagram, it's Lisa Patman.
It's at Lisa Patman Catering.
Catering.
Yes.
All spelled out. At Lisa Patman Catering. And you can follow her there. And do you have a website?
I do. It's the same exact name.
Lisa Patman.
I've made it
Catering.
Easy for everybody.
If as long as they don't get lost spelling everything.
Exactly.
LisaPatmanCatering.com.
Two T's.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay, so I started telling you about the Dining Out Dialogues a couple of months ago, and I told you we were going to be going to different eateries and talking to top chefs, and I was excited that you were willing to come out and do these with us. Where did the love for food for you begin?
Well, it's kind of a very strange journey because when I was growing up, I grew up in Minnesota, and I basically grew up on hot dish, which is tater tots, and I had no desire in food whatsoever. It was just something.
Just tater tots?
Just
all
tater
you ate
tots,
was tater tots.
Tater tots and lutefisk.
Wow.
Nice combination. Yeek. You know, we got the Scandinavians there.
There you go.
But after I graduated from college, I decided that I wanted to not pursue a career in anything that I went to college for and become a flight attendant.
Okay.
So
like every other kid that went to school.
Yeah,
forget
exactly.
My degree. I'm going to do something
my
else.
My parents were absolutely thrilled that I had spent all
after
of their
dropping
hard-earned
the dime,
money.
That's
yeah,
it.
I'm going to go fly around. So I ended up working for Northwest Airlines, which is now Delta, and my first travels were actually to Japan and Korea and Singapore, and it was there that all of a sudden I just became enamored with the food and the cuisine, and I stopped flying, and I came back, and I said, hey, Mom and Dad, I want to do something else.
Can you send me to culinary school?
Can you send me to culinary school? And my parents were like, you are insane. So they said they gave me the choice. They said, okay, if you're serious about this, you do work study. And I went to school. It was Peter Kumpf's in New York City.
Okay.
And now it's ICE. And you get serious, you do the work study. And then if the second half will pay for it, then so the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, somewhere along the line, you made a stop at the Minnesota Vikings football franchise.
I did.
Explain that part.
I did. You know, I mean, if you hear my life, you actually think I'm lying because there's so much, there's so many like little twists and turns. But
Lisa, Joe Piscopo's my morning man. trust me, yours is far from unbelievable.
So I grew up a football family, and so in high school, I was given the opportunity to try out for the Minnesota Viking cheerleader squad.
Okay.
And so I did, and I made it, and I did it
as a high schooler?
As a high schooler.
Wow.
Yeah, I did it in high school, and it was just, you know, we were at the Dome. We were with Bud Grant.
So hold on a second. All of your classmates are like, oh, I made cheer squad. You're like, yeah, well, check this out.
Yeah.
I'm busy on Sundays.
Yeah, well, actually, it was kind of funny because, the high school that I was at, they were a big sponsor of that. So there was actually a few of my friends were actually cheerleaders with me as well. So
they made the pro team.
They made the pro team. We made the pro team.
Did you cheer the Friday night games as well for the high school?
Only when I was in middle school. After that, I went to the big time after
that.
Well,
it's so weird. I guess, is it common for the NFL teams to use high school cheerleaders?
No. In fact, now I don't think that. I mean, it was completely done away with, I think, after that I left high school.
Okay.
I think it was completely, taken out of any sort of. I don't think that they would allow that anymore.
Because oddly enough, you're not the first person I've heard whose story was like that. A woman I knew years ago named Kim Lacona in the Chicago area actually made the Chicago Bears squad as a high school.
Oh, she did.
Cheerleader. And that was the year and right around the time of the Super Bowl, and they filmed the movie Lucas. And so she actually played a Chicago Bears cheerleader in the movie because they, I guess, go to the game or something anyway. It's kind of interesting, but I've only known a handful of people that were ever cheerleaders, and two of you made professional NFL squads as high schoolers.
Yeah, it was really, honestly, it was an incredible experience.
Did they have good teams during those years?
That was after, I think, the Purple People Eaters. You know, we had Bud Grant, who's iconic in Minnesota.
This is what my listeners don't know. You are a ravenous Vikings fan.
Yeah, it's serious. It's a real problem, actually.
Sometimes we have brunch at the same eatery, and they have the games up on the screen. And every now and then from the, let's just say, the side of the room that has the Vikings game on it, you hear Lisa kind of above the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, get him.
Well, and actually there's some few choice words that I use. That's why I tell the parents to cover their children's
ears.
Yes,
but this is a family-friendly environment.
Yes, I know. That's why it goes horribly awry sometimes.
All right. So in addition to that,
You made
one other stop that some people might know you from, and that was you did the Grillmaster Challenge for Good Morning America.
Yes.
What was that experience like?
That was pretty. I mean, that was, like I was just telling another lady who's here today, it was, being from a small town in Minnesota and standing in the middle of Times Square and having your face run across the marquee in the middle of Times Square was something that I've never in a million years could have imagined would happen to me.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful experience. And of course, it was sponsored by King's Hawaiian. So we had to use the King's Hawaiian, and I won. And they picked three of us to come in from around the country from a very large pool of people. So I was very honored to do that.
Yeah.
And it was a really great experience. I got to attack Michael Strahan in the hallway and talk about football as well. So that was also a bonus.
Good Vikings Giants. squad there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, and at least he didn't play for the Packers
or
something.
No, thank God.
If he'd been like
NFC
Central, you would have been like, I'm not even speaking to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we've got a big show coming up, friends, and so I hope that you'll stay with us, not only for this hour, but also for the following hour on our sister station, AM 970. We're being brought to you today by a whole host of special sponsorships. We have got the Cigar Shop in Fort Lee, the Dalmore, Patman Catering, Rustica Lounge and Restaurant, Premier Dental, Fish and Hunt, Yogurt, Barba for counsel, Chef David Burke, and of course our host, Ventanas at the Modern, and we are really excited to be here. When we come back, I believe Chef Burke will come and sit at this very table, and we'll talk about his past with food, and I'm hoping that you will come join us. At 5 o'clock, they are going to pass handheld hors d'oeuvres around the room, and then at 6 o'clock, there's a pairing dinner that is just to die for. We'll kind of preview it for you before we're done today. Next couple of hours, talk some good food, talk some news. We got some other stuff to chat about, and then we'll get ready to have a great time with whoever's here by the time 6 o'clock rolls around. I'm hoping that the place is full by then. It's Kevin McCullough, and this is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, says Ecclesiastes 3:1. When entering the blessed season of marriage, you want to share a token of lifelong commitment with your beloved that matches your own personal style and taste. And what better way to ensure the quality of your engagement ring and wedding bands and that it symbolizes truly your love than by putting your faith in our friend anew at Lord's Diamonds. You see, she has an impeccable reputation and consistently produces beautiful custom rings. She takes the time to walk you through the exclusive custom design process and uses the highest quality diamonds regardless of budget. She will work one-on-one at your pace to make certain her one-of-a-kind creation is to your utmost satisfaction. I know because she did that for my lovely bride. Commemorate your season of love with a timeless ring from a Christ-centered business. Call anew today at 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he is so appreciative of how you have made MyPillow into the most amazing company. He always wants to give you the very best discounts, and that's why if you go to the MyPillow.com right now and click on Radio Listener Specials, there's all kinds of things that you can get. But Mike is always ready to tell you about his buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows, and that's what you should look for when you go. You buy one pillow, you're going to get another one free. It's his best-selling offer of all time. He loves to revive it. You can also pre-order Mike's book while you're there. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO, and get $10 off with the promo code and free shipping on your entire order. Just remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. And make sure you use the promo code when you call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. And that promo code, AM570.
Okay, so you have tax debt. Maybe you owe $10,000, $50,000, or a whole lot more. But did you know the IRS is literally giving away billions of dollars in tax relief? Now's your chance to finally take advantage of these generous IRS programs and resolve your tax debt for less than what you owe. Call Stop IRS Debt now. Our top-rated reduction system maximizes these tax savings and protects you from IRS collections fast. It's in our name. Stop collection calls. Stop the nasty letters. Stop the bank levies and stop those crippling wage garnishments. Have you waited years to file your tax returns? Or maybe you're already in a payment plan or under audit. You can still save money. Call Stop IRS Debt now and check what savings you qualify for. You may uncover a tax bill thousands less than what you owe. We have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and hundreds of five-star reviews because our system works. Call Stop IRS Debt and check for savings now. 800-910-4979. 800-910-4979. 800-910-4979.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Today's Dining Out Dialogues is sponsored in part by Yogurt Frozen Yogurt Studio, located in Edgewater, New Jersey. Yogurt has an amazing selection of artisan frozen yogurts, ice cream, sorbets, and other vegan options, such as almond milk froyo. And so many toppings, from fresh-cut fruits to all your favorite candies, chocolates, and cereals. Let Yogurt create a custom-ordered froyo cake for your next birthday or event using your favorite flavors. Yogurt also offers a wide selection of bubble teas, shakes, smoothies, hot coffee, cappuccino, fresh crepes, and this winter hot chocolate and other treats. Come enjoy the fun, artsy, and comfortable atmosphere. If you can't make it out, let Uber Eats deliver your Yogurt for you. Yogurt is open Sunday through Thursday, 12 noon to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday until 11 p.m. Bring the family, bring a date, gather some friends, or just bring yourself for some delicious treats. Yogurt is located on New Jersey's Gold Coast at 342 Old River Road in Edgewater, just minutes from Fort Lee, Cliffside, and North Bergen. Call 201-941-0004 or visit them at yogurtfroyo.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Sizzling conversation, celebrity appearances, recipes you can't miss from world-class chefs. You can find it all on the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. Now, here's Kevin McCullough.
So what do they say about the best laid plans of mice and men? They're bound to change. I think that's the rough translation. I told you Chef Burke and Alex Duran were going to be here. They're going to join us in a bit. But we're going to switch things around because they're not quite here yet. And our partners in the Dining Out Dialogues, Paul and Linda of Dining Out Magazine, who have been with us at each of these. Guys, it's good to see you. Get back up close to those microphones there.
Great, great.
Paul Tranjapan.
Terpanjan.
Terpanjan. I can't. What is that about your name? I think we have now audio documentable evidence that I can't say your name.
Simple Armenian.
Yeah, it is. All right. And Linda Barba, who is running for office. Now, you go to every eatery, you Instagram the heck out of everything, you write stuff for the magazine, and you want to be a council person for Fort Lee?
Absolutely. I love this town.
Well, it's good to have you back on the show. So this is our third edition, guys. What have we learned so far about taking the show on the road and having some fun exploring food?
Well, we get to enjoy a lot of the new and upcoming restaurants as well as some of the classics. You know?
Yeah.
Ventana's being one of the new ones. We're very happy to have them here. It's very exciting what Chef Burke is bringing to the Fort Lee area.
Linda, you're a Fort Lee resident. Talk to us about the importance of this location and what it's kind of doing to this portion of Fort Lee.
Well, I think it's bringing a lot more people to the area, and it's just another great enhancement to this fabulous town.
Yeah.
And, of course, Chef Burke, whatever he puts his hands on is just amazing.
Yeah, I think that, to be candid, I mean, we live further out. We'd never been to Fort Lee. But since Chef Burke has an outpost here, we've now been multiple times. And, you know, finding other things that are in the area as well, which is kind of what a good restaurant, I mean, can do for an area, no?
Oh, yes. It's revitalizing the whole area. All the new development here, and this is a great centerpiece to the whole thing.
Yeah. So, Lisa, you and I were talking about your background. Catering is what you're doing now with cooking classes. Mm-hmm. How important is a food culture in terms of, I don't know, passing on the quality and the art and the meaning of food to the next generation? I mean, Paul, I know you can speak to this, but like Dining Out Magazine is kind of on a revival, and you guys have really dedicated yourself to bringing it about. But you need a catering system. You need good restaurants. You need chefs. You need development of the next generation. It's kind of like baseball, isn't it? You got the farm leagues, and you're always trying to find that next superstar.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting because when I started in cooking school, that was sort of, I think, the start of the craziness for food and the food world, and that's when the Food Network had just started its network, and you know, that's when, you know, I think it just sort of started to explode in the mid 90s.
Was that media? Was that because of media? People talking about doing food on air?
Oh, yeah.
In front of cameras in different ways?
In the beginning of the celebrity chef, which...
Yep.
And now the DIY thing's very big, and we have a whole DIY section in Dining Out Magazine, which, you know, brings recipes and you know, do-it-yourself things to
people. Yeah. So. Well, and should the goal of a culinary culture be to help every person become a better cook, or should it be to kind of push the really good people to the top so that more people eat fewer preparations?
I mean, I just think for me, I mean, I think that it's really, it's not just about the food. It's also about the culture surrounding, you know, the food that you're eating and where things came from. And, you know, every like, you know, say Sweden, you know, Swedish meatballs, you know, everything that you eat has a history behind it from somewhere. And so I think that is what, you know, in the world of fast food, that we sort of get lost in translation, and we need to make sure that we stay focused on the, you know, where these things are, where the food is coming from,
right,
from the original, you know, source.
How big of an impact is the whole local food having on the restaurant business, on the food culture, on how we process food in our homes now?
Well, I think it does make a difference, because I think people are enjoying what they're eating out, and they want to learn about it, and they want to serve it to their families. I mean, a lot more children today are a lot more educated on what they eat. You know, it's not chicken fingers and fries anymore. Like, a lot of kids eat sushi. A lot of kids eat, yeah, you know, a lot of the great foods that are prepared.
Two of my three children will try most things. There's
that's
that
great.
Third I can't get to get past chicken nuggets.
My daughter's stuck on chicken nuggets at 19, so.
I guess some of them never grow out of it.
As a chef's daughter, it's tragic.
All right. Well, we've got a big show lined up for you today, and I want to say thank you not only to Dining Out, but Linda, you are taking some ad space out today on today's show because you are running for councilwoman. Make your case to the voters of Fort Lee. Why should they send you to the city council?
Because I'm going to work as hard as I can for every resident in Fort Lee, because I absolutely love this town.
What, and you've served it before. Give us a little bit of your resume.
I've worked
resume.
On the Board of Education here. I served on the Board of Education here in Fort Lee. When I moved to Franklin Lakes, I started the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, which I'm hoping to bring here as well. We have a fabulous, fabulous town. We have wonderful businesses. I'm so supportive of our businesses, and we just have great people that live here.
Yeah. Well, like I said, until Chef, you know, came here and put a footprint down, I had not been here. I intend to spend a lot more time in Fort Lee. And one of the things that's a beauty of it is it's so close to the city. Like, if you can just literally get over the bridge, it's right here.
We are the town that never sleeps.
Right next to the city that never
sleeps. Right next to the city that never sleeps.
I saw what you did there. Didn't infringe on the copyright. That was pretty smooth. Well, so, and we've got some other events coming up in the next little while, and we're going to promote them throughout the show today. But what are some of the next Dining Out dates we've got coming?
We have November 14th is Rustica. Then,
and for people that don't know what that is,
That's a American, Italian. It's a very, very cute little place in Cliffside Park.
And the chef there, former
is,
Cipriani.
Is Chef Michele from formerly Cipriani's in Il Capriccio, which is a very good restaurant as well.
He's born in Salerno, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
He knows,
and then
he knows
we have November 1st, we have Bobby Vans. Let's not forget Bobby
Vans.
Yeah,
Bobby Vans, the original. And that's going to be, so we try not to be necessarily too political at some of the Dining Out dates because, you know, we try to want everybody to come and enjoy and have a good time. But at that particular one, we're going to have a little bit more of an opportunity to delve down into some of the congressional races. So my normal listeners that would like to be with us there, that's a good day to come if you want to talk politics, because we're going to have the candidates for the Shel Farley race, Nicole Malliotakis, Mike Gasali, who's running for New Jersey 5 out here, and Fernando Cabrera, city councilman who's taking on AOC in the New York 14 race as a Democrat primary challenge. So we'll have Democrats and Republicans there, so we'll be kind of bipartisan. But it'll be a really fun time, and I hope that you come. A.J. Katsimatidis, the daughter to the Gristides heiress, will be my co-host that day. But straight ahead, they have now both arrived. The restaurateur and the chef that started Ventanas here at the Modern. Join me next, Chef David Burke and restaurateur Alex Duran. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out? I want you to take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht
with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, a huge dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. It's the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views of Manhattan. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. And the Atlantis is the perfect venue for corporate events. You could do weddings there, too. Anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs. You name it. And why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis right now. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention WMCA Radio and you'll get a free menu upgrade. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. One car dealer that is proud of their record of beating any price every single day in the New York tri-state area, that car dealership is Bay Ridge Nissan. They've made a reputation out of it, in fact. They invite you to see how well they can do it, from the new luxurious 2019 Altima to the sporty Murano, or maybe even a new Rogue. Whatever price you think you have, they can beat it. And if your budget calls for a certified pre-owned vehicle, well, then you're going to be happy to know that they're the king of certified. He actually resides there at Bay Ridge Nissan. There's really a guy with a crown. You've seen him. He's in the TV commercials. The king will find you the very best car for the best price from the huge inventory of all makes and models of certified pre-owns. And when it comes to service, they lead the way with their exclusive $19.99 oil change. That's $19.99 oil change for any maker model. None of that, no European models excluded kind of business that you hear from other guys. It's all models, all makes. Whether new, certified, or service, Bay Ridge Nissan has you covered. Stop by their showroom at 65th Street and 5th Avenue in Bay Ridge, or call them at 718-238-8000, 718-238-8000, or go to BayRidgeNissan.com for more details. Do you think that sometimes that back pain or neck pain or upper back pain, sciatica, sometimes that herniated disc or spinal stenosis is just old age? The stuff that's debilitated you from being able to walk or even play with your kids or grandkids due to the amounts of pain that you're experiencing? Well, if you fit into that category, I want you to get to know my friend Dr. Melinda Keller. She's the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, and she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. What I love about Dr. Keller is how committed she is to eradicating the pain. Not with scary injections and surgery, but with the life-altering DRX 9000. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that does not involve surgery, nor does it put those shots in your system that wear off very, very quickly anyway. Find out for yourself how she can help you alleviate that pain and do things like walk freely again because your spine is healthier. Play with your kids or grandkids the way you want to. Call Dr. Keller today, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you right now. 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy. But you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now, they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-2468-751, balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code THEMISSION.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. It's the perfect ingredient for listeners. We welcome you back to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're back at Ventanas in Fort Lee, and ladies and gentlemen, the men of the hour have arrived. Chef David Burke, restaurateur Alex Duran have sat down at the table, and guys, from the very first moment that Joyce Becker and I started talking about doing this broadcast, Ventanas was like at the top of my list of a place where I wanted to come. Alex, you were so kind to invite us out to the opening night. This place was packed. And I remember, since we're on AM 570 in the city right now, by the way, Lisa Patman's still with us, and we've got a great, great lineup of people yet to come. But I remember that the day this place opened, and I think my listeners on 570 would dig this, you did a little dedication to God for, because it was such a long process, and it was like an answer to prayer that this place finally opened.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for having me on the station.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, my whole life has been, you know, it's been a blessing, you know, from Son Cubano, my first restaurant, to Ventanas, and landing where I landed, and then having, I call him now my good friend, Chef Burke. It's been a blessing. So God has been part of
Well, you guys are like hand in glove in this place. And Chef, you and I have gotten to know each other through your other properties. But when you told me that this place was happening, I thought, wow. And it's so unlike Tavern or Woodpecker or even The Prime, which I've eaten at in D.C. This is, how would you describe for people that are kind of like hip to all the other David Burke properties, what sets this apart?
How I would describe it is it's unique.
Yeah.
And it's different from what the traditional restaurant is, but pleasantly different. And that was one of my hesitations, and I was proven wrong. So Alex,
did Alex have to convince you to do it?
Well, he was just, you know, we at the beginning, you know, I didn't know how the music and the vibe would fit into the food and the dining. And there's a whole world out there that wants to be entertained as well as just have dinner.
Right.
So we've kind of been able to blend it together well, to my surprise and delight, that there's a whole other market out there that, you know, especially in the suburbs, where you're limited to where you can go in one evening. You know, you don't want to go to three different places, and so you can, it's all under one roof. And I got to tell you, it's fun. The food can be good, and you can still have the music, and you can still have the vibe.
And the menu is a little off course for you, because you don't really do, you do classic American stuff, and you've got the bacon, and you've got the, like, those are your staples. But here you've got fusion between Asian and Latin.
Yeah. Well, when we first started talking, because of San Cubano, it had to have the Latin flair. So the beauty of cooking is the foundation of food is basically the same in most cultures, and then it's a matter of using the local flavors and ingredients and techniques. And South American food is not that much different than North American food, or Asian food is a little more different in the cooking technique, but it's a matter of, this is what I'm learning, and we're presenting, and we're experimenting, and, you know, a ravioli is not that far from an empanada. Right, and you start to
realize. If you think about it,
you know, everybody has something wrapped in a pastry.
Yeah. Right.
So you figure out what makes their pastry unique. Is it, you know, is there lard in the dough, butter, you know, French or this? And then it's a lot of fun for us.
Yeah.
The creative process actually expands.
Congrats to both of you. We'll be talking to both of you more before we're done. Let's take this break. Come right back. Live from Ventanas. Don't go away.
If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now is the time to plan your trip with AM 570 The Mission WMCA. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about, the Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand with Israel, December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, October 28th at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and then again on Tuesday, October 29th in Midtown Manhattan at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What would it be like to meet your younger or older self? Well, actor Will Smith finds the answer in Gemini Man.
It brings up existential questions. What is the quality of advice you would give to someone? Because you had one experience, they had another experience. Even being genetically identical, you don't have the same experiences. It's a different time. It's part of why I love science fiction.
Gemini Man, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say, use it all, oh, oh, always on my own, I'm still New York.
Welcome back to the Dining Out Dialogues, a place where top chefs make mouths water. Presented by Dining Out Magazine and Kevin McCullough Radio. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, and today, coming to you on location from Ventanas at Fort Lee, and as you can tell, it's starting to fill up a little bit. We're going to have a lot of people filing in over the next couple of hours, and so honored to have the two stars of this location, Alex Duran, restaurateur, San Cubano, if you're familiar with the Fort Lee and the riverfront area, and, of course, Chef David Burke, who I think I've eaten in all of your places except it's the Saratoga place I don't think I've been to.
Waiting for him.
Yeah, I just got to have a reason.
Worst season's over.
Got to have a reason to go to Saratoga, but outside of that, and I'm not a gambler, so yeah, that's part of the problem.
It's a great little town, that's
and
for sure.
My celebrity co-host today is Lisa Patman, former Vikings cheerleader and food critic. Hey, Alex, talk to me about the process of bringing this kind of building into this location. Now, for people that aren't familiar with the area, you're flanked by two apartment high-rise buildings.
That's correct.
Was it hard to convince the village to say, hey, that's where we need to put this thing?
Well, you know, at first we first started, we're on Park Avenue.
Right.
Which is like a three-lane.
If you're coming across the bridge, it's like the first exit.
That's right. They wanted us at the other side, which is runs parallel to the Park Avenue Street. I think it's Conaway. And I asked them they should move the building, this location where we are now, to Park Avenue. And at first, I think the variance was going to cost something like $175,000. But the owner, Steve, thought it out 3 weeks later. I thought I lost the deal. And he came back and he said, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, and the reason that that makes sense is because of what I'm looking at back here. So describe for me what the entire back wall of the facility is.
The parking meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. So right behind
it's like an open.
Yeah. We have the nano doors, which go up open completely. And what we did was build a park behind it between the two parking garages, if you can imagine that. And we kind of put it with a lot of dirt to make it kind of mountainy so you could hide the buildings behind that. So when you look at it, you would think you have nothing else behind except this park that goes endless.
Yeah.
And the park is, I don't know how big the park is, but about 2 acres.
Chef, it strikes me kind of like the same idea that they did with Central Park in the city. You know, the idea was to create this haven of kind of outdoors instant amongst the concrete and the steel, and you've really created something beautiful.
That's exactly
there.
Right. And yeah. They call this Central Park.
For Fort right? Lee. Honestly, oh, wow.
I swear, the sign is outside.
Well, that's Linda Barber from that. Dining Out Magazine said, she said Fort Lee's the town that never sleeps, like New York City.
Right.
So this is the Central Park for
Central
the town
Park
that never sleeps.
So now, do you guys have, you serve food to both of the apartment complexes, correct?
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. There's a 541 apartments, I think.
Yeah. Wait, if I have a spot here, you guys will deliver?
900. 450 in each building.
450 in each building.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty spectacular.
So that's a lot.
So you could be sitting out by the pool and have your food delivered from there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Not by Chef Burke.
No?
No.
Why
not? Not in a bathing suit. No.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Not yet.
I can't get any work done. If I go up there in a Speedo, everything will hell breaks.
All right. Moving right along. Man, talk about images I could have lived without.
Lisa got that started.
I did.
But let's talk about, so you've been in here how long now?
We opened March 14th. The project started, the build-up was like rather quickly, 6 months, I think. They worked quickly. We got the same.
Well, it's a simple structure. It's
it is.
Lots of tall walls and windows and so forth. And then, David, you kind of slowly brought in the menu. So you had like you were open a certain number of days, and then you added another day, and then brunch. And are you yeah. full capacity kitchen now? Is it running all the time?
We first opened for dinner only 6 nights a week.
Yeah.
But we opened with a full menu, a nice menu. Then we added lunch a couple days a week, and Wednesday through Sunday, and then brunch. So we opened it in phases because we opened it in the tail end of winter, and then actually when spring and summer came, we had to double our size, almost double our size, because we have so many outdoor seats overlooking the park.
That's remarkable.
Right.
So just to mention, go back to the park. There's ponds and walkways and great for dog walking and waiting for tables. So it's unique to any restaurant. It's a mini Tavern on the Green. Here,
I mean, it's such a unique concept. It really truly is. Yeah. I mean,
and we have a bar outside, so
TVs, bar.
TVs, bar.
Dancing.
So you can watch the Vikings.
And then
music outside, watch the Vikings.
And then unlike some places that feature music, you guys do a variety of different styles of stuff. So you
Absolutely.
Can get jazz on Sunday brunch, and then you've got the more upbeat stuff.
Kevin,
other
nights of the week. That's exactly correct.
We have I'm not going to break dance or anything. You don't have to worry about it. So.
That's on Fridays. No.
That's
we have Sunday. We have, like you said, we have jazz Sunday all day long. We have two bands on Sunday. Our brunch starts at about 11:30 in the morning, and it runs all the way to like 4.
And is there a signature to the brunch? Because, you know, people like their...
We do a pig roast every Sunday.
So
there's a pig table that you... I think it's $29. You get all the pig you can eat.
Yep.
And,
$25.
And you slow roast it here?
Slow roast the pig
How
outside.
How big is the pig?
A pig is about 65 pounds. We do two
of them.
Depending on how busy it is. But then there's bacon, pork shanks.
Wow.
And pigs in a blanket and all that kind
I'm
of
so
stuff.
Glad I don't live in one of the buildings. I would go broke just coming here for brunch.
It's a good thing I don't keep kosher.
Actually, we have really good deals all the time, especially on Sundays.
Well, and people should follow the Ventanas Instagram and because you're very good about announcing
you.
What you got coming up. And I'm hoping that they're coming up tonight. Now, at 5 o'clock, we're going to pass hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
Any hints at what we may be on those trays, David?
A little leftover pig.
Which is not true.
No,
Alex looked halfway worried there for a second, Chef. You freaked him out.
You know what? We have, well, Andrew Riccatelli runs the kitchen. We have a variety of hors d'oeuvres. We do have a menu for tonight. So there'll be plenty of stuff that comes off the menu. Lobster, dumplings, bacon, clothesline. Baby tacos.
And the chef's table for the pairing dinner tonight is sold out, but there are seats still available.
Seven course meal. Yep.
By the way, those bacon clothesline look
That's the only laundry we do.
They look phenomenal.
So
did
you change your actual method of making bacon in your house now? Have you do you incorporate that in your class how to teach them to use the blowtorch?
The blowtorch. No, not yet.
What's the secret to not burning the house down, David, when you're making the bacon? Because my kids would come in and like
you,
find it.
You
and
make
set
the
something
bacon
on fire
before midnight.
There you go.
Being not asleep helps, is what he's saying. All right. Well, coming to you live from Ventanas. And next hour, we're going to have a preview. Chef's going to come back to the table. He's going to bring something that's on the menu for tonight and something that's not on the menu for tonight. But everything is going to be. We'll have Lisa taste it and kind of explain it, you know, as a first-time impression. And then we're also going to visit with some of the other folks that are, there's going to be a Dalmore tasting here tonight before we're done. And also, we've got another date coming up at the Hunt and Fish Club in the city, and Nelson Braff, the owner of that establishment, is going to join us just to give us a preview there. But I want to say thank you to Ventanas, Chef Burke, Barbara for Council, Yogurt, Hunt and Fish, Premier Dental, Rustica, Patman Catering, the Dalmore, and the Cigar Shop in Fort Lee. All that and more helping make today possible. Thank you so much, and we're coming right back live from Ventanas in Fort Lee, and we look forward to having you here all the rest of the night, right up till 10 o'clock. Come on out.
Wham. Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you worse. If your suffering has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it, that's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals, like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome back to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Dining Out Magazine and Kevin McCullough Radio. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, and today, joined by Lisa Patman of Lisa Patman, Patman Catering.
Hello, hello.
Try to say it too fast.
Yeah.
So, we haven't had a chance to really talk about your food and what you do. And the reason I asked you is because you are a food person. In fact, there's kind of a hangout. We live in the same town in northern New Jersey. We're not saying where that is. But we hang out at the same place a little bit. And I've even seen you press upon them to let you get back in the kitchen. You're like, hey, if they're busy, I can just go make my own burger.
Well, whatever it takes, you know.
So,
well,
but so food is truly a passion. You know, we had Aldo Cascio from the Brick House on the last time, and I asked him, as a lifelong Sicilian who had come from Sicily to northern New Jersey, and he's doing this, I said, what's the most important key to being successful in the food business? And he said, "It's you've got to love what you do."
100%. I mean, I think that's true in any career. I mean, you're spending the majority of your life doing it, and if you don't love what you're doing, then, you know, that's...
What do you like more, teaching or cooking?
I like cooking more. Yeah. I do.
Do the teaching just because it helps pay the bills.
Well, you know, the teaching of it... So for me, I go into people's homes and I teach them how to cook. And somewhere along the way, it always kind of, people kind of fade away and want to, you know, if there's a sporting event on. And so, you know, unless they're truly, truly interested. So, you know, and I'm there because I really want to impart my knowledge to them, you know, and I want to let them know. So, but, you know, for me, you know, it's...
Do you teach them your trade secrets? You give them the best stuff?
I give them all that I've got.
You're an open book?
Completely.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but, you know, for me, I just find that... cooking is, I'm all about instant gratification because, you know, I think that cooking for me is one of those things that you instantly, you put it, you get that feeling of, you know, comfort and love and the, you know, whatever the chef has put into it.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, I just find that, you know, to make somebody happy by feeding them, it's really important to me.
You've met my bride, and
gorgeous.
Her mom is a was, you know, 100% Italian immigrant. I think her mom was on the ship on the way over.
But oh, wow.
So first generation, but grew up in a completely authentic Italian, back to the roots household. And the principle around food in their family, the role that it played, it held the family together. It held life together.
Right.
Everything was notated by what food you prepared when and so forth. And I think that in our culture in America, and you and I agree politically on a lot of stuff.
Yes.
I think we've lost a lot of those foundational things that bring us back to being a community.
Well, I 100% agree.
Because if I just
hit
McDonald's drive-thru all the time.
But I mean, you know, and this is also from seeing you and your family every Sunday, you know, around the table after church, having a dinner, a brunch together. And, you know, when I was growing up, it was, you know, my mom and dad both worked, and that 6 o'clock, the dinner was on the table. We took the same seats. We ate dinner together every single
night. Talked about your day.
Talked about our day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, that shaped my growing up.
Okay, real quickly, if people want to hire you to come and teach them, you'll make it available. How do
I
they
will.
Reach you?
LisaPatmanCatering.com, or you can find
me. They can
me
email
on,
you through there?
They can email me through there, or at Lisa Patman on Instagram.
Okay, at Lisa Patman, P-A-T-T-M-A-N, Catering.
Yep.
On Instagram, or go to the website
LisaPatmanCatering.com,
and you can email her through there.
Sure can.
All right, you're with me for the next hour.
I can't wait.
But friends, those of you listening on AM 570, you're not with me the next hour. You've got to change the dial and go to AM 970 The Answer, because that's where we will continue this edition of the Dining Out Dialogues, live from Ventanas, live from Fort Lee, and we're having a lot of fun. Hope you can join us. All right, stay with us.